You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike out, returns tomorrow. Be full of takes.
Was sure still able to find a TV camera.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep. He had to get some takes off.
I know.
About Alvarado.
Couldn't hit the phone line, though.
Nobody loves IP like Ike's, like Ike loves IP.
Yeah.
Like, when we're on vacation, Ike still listens to WIP all day long.
Gotta hear what Julio has to say about this.
Yep.
You know? Like, no, I don't. Absolutely don't.
He loves it.
He still listens on it. He goes on little walks when we get somewhere.
Yeah, he's listening to WIP. That's a team guy right there.
Yeah, listens a lot.
So Jack's in that seat, which means Buzz is in that seat, which means that Buzz has the top five at five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Buzz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Did you hear that, Spike?
With Buzz.
With Buzz.
With Buzz.
Yeah.
Very How many excited. Takes did that take?
One. One take.
That feels like a multiple take.
That was not a multiple
lie.
Take.
Yeah,
I said with Buzz. It's two words.
That's what Gen Z does.
They lie about how many takes. Just lie in general. I'm ripped for a lot on this show. Listen, and mostly by Spike.
Yes. Yep.
Now, trying to keep you honest.
Would you say it's fair or unfair?
I think some of it is fair. Some of it is unfair.
Okay.
And we're going to discuss that in today's Top 5 at 5. The things I am ripped for on this show, again, like 90% by Spike.
He's really learning from you in that the Top 5 at 5 today is about Buzz.
Yeah. That's all the Top 5 is.
Create content about ourselves. Exactly right.
All right, let the producer cut. Okay.
Number 5, and this was one of the earlier ones, haven't heard this criticism in a while. Maybe I'll hear it today. Is the general length of the top five. Now, Jack in there, he'll take the segment 12, 15 minutes sometimes. Yep. I take it 7-8 minutes, and I'm getting like the, like immediately, like, hey, just cut it shorter,
You're not as funny as me.
Yeah.
And
his name's on the show.
People are saying that.
Yeah. So, well, see, Buzz, here's your issue.
All right.
We were discussing in the break. Sometimes it takes, you don't know when to get out.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? And sometimes you're in there for a while, and then you don't know when it's your time to exit either the room or the top five. And then...
Why? Because I lingered for a minute there just watching the TV?
It was a long minute.
I didn't bring it up. Jack brought it up. So, you know...
We were trying to, like, eavesdrop. I was just watching
it while whatever was on the screen. The conversation was over, and you're still standing over there like an idiot with your head flopping around.
Yeah, like...
I thought I had something else to say and realized I didn't.
We were talking about something. The conversation ended, and I was like, does Buzz want me to say more stuff?
No, I didn't need you to say more.
And then he left, and Jack said... You know, that's one of the things about Buzz. He doesn't know when to leave. Yeah. I was like, yeah, he doesn't.
Both on the air or in a room, Buzz doesn't know when to get out.
Doesn't know the out. By the way, it's one of the first things I noticed about you on the air, Buzz, which I think you're good. I think you're good on the air.
I appreciate that.
Is when Jack would do Fritz at 6 and he would put you on. I'd be like, yo, tell Buzz, like,
just shut the hell up. Yeah.
Shut up for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then what's funny about that is that Buzz, when he started hosting more,
yeah,
came to me and he was like, you know, These producers don't know when to shut up. I said, I know, Buzz.
So unironically, I think I've actually gotten better knowing when to shut up as the producer.
Yes.
Since I've begun hosting. Because I've sat in the other chair.
It's probably the best part about hosting is you get better ears for things.
Yep. Well, and producing can help too. Both of them, given both perspectives.
They play into each other.
You haven't had a problem with length in a while. It was really when you first started.
You haven't had a problem with length in a while?
Yes.
I used to tell Pete is the producer of Midday Show producer of BT and Sal
in New York.
And he had the same issue as you. And I used to tell him, I was like, Pete, when BT asks you a question, the first thing out of your mouth is the answer.
And you actually gave me that exact same advice months ago.
And I said, if BT wants you to keep talking, then he'll let you talk. But you cannot take 2 minutes to give him the friggin' answer.
Yeah.
First thing out of the mouth, answer.
Yeah. So Buzz has gotten better at that. A part-time producer has not gotten better at that is Fran. Whenever you ask Fran a question, it's always, it's never just an answer. It's always, that's the Fran answer to every single thing.
And sometimes as the host, you just need the producer to give you the answer
that
you don't have. Right? Are the Phillies good? Are they not good? I think they're good. You're the producer. Just say they're not good. Say they're not good so we can move forward.
Hashtag do your job.
Do your job. All right. What's number four?
Number four, and this criticism, totally fair, but my heart sinks every time it happens, is every time I either miss an Ike Juice or a Blue Chew.
Yep.
It happened the other day. You guys are at Chickies, and with 5 seconds to go, I said in my head, oh bleep, I haven't produced the show in a few weeks, and I forgot to have it, and I raced to find it, and I missed it by just a few seconds. Yep. The worst feeling.
Yeah, well, nothing I can say about that. You do miss them. And you have gotten better at least about knowing my tone of when
Coming up in number three, by the way.
I'm not going to introduce the thing a lot of times.
Sure.
I'm just going to sort of... I don't want to say, this was a note I was given to by our fearless leader, Rod Lakin. He was like, if you're going to do a segment, don't say the name of the segment right before the produce thing that says the same thing. So I try to indicate it with tone, you know, but you have gotten better at that. But yes, when you miss one of our things.
Yeah, but there's no worse feeling, although I do think, because I obviously miss them too, sometimes you got to laugh it off.
Then
it turns into a little bit of a bit. And then
that's how I'm working it in here.
I know. So actually, there's some upside to missing things.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that.
At number three, it is when I fire an intro, quote unquote, late on a remote.
Don't say not, quote unquote late.
No, because there's delay. You know there's delay. Hmm. And I have gone back and proven it. It happened a couple weeks ago. It was a High Hopes Jackie baseball report. Morgenstein comes in and is like, I actually thought you were a little early on it. But you guys all heard it 2 or 3 seconds, and none of you believe me when I go to defend myself.
Well, here's the thing. If the air product is perfect, then that is a defense. If the air product still has the delay, then what you need to do is, as like an audio marksman.
Yes.
Right. Let's say you were shooting something through a scope, and the person was running. You would shoot slightly in front of where the person's
going
to be, right?
No.
Do you have experience with that?
So you know. No. I watched a movie the other day. So... So if you know there's a little bit of delay and you know what I'm about to do, you almost got to hit it a little early.
I know. I agree with you. The air product in this case was fine. You all reacted as if it was not fine.
Wow, because it was late.
No.
Because there was some dead air.
I can get the audio to prove it, if you would like.
Oh, well, what about when we're here? What about when you're here and there's still a little delay?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I think that's happened.
Yeah.
Recently?
Sure well,
yeah,
maybe well, even today.
Like, yeah. Maybe you got to get a little itchier of a trigger finger.
What I was going to say about the tone is that I find it significantly easier in person when I can see you.
Got it.
On remote with the tone is tough.
Yeah. And he's gotten better at the tone. Like on remote, so sometimes it's like, I don't know what you're talking about, Spike.
Well, because you're not listening.
Why would I do that?
Because Buzz is too busy tweeting about his show on Saturday.
Well, that gets to number two. You keep teasing the next one.
There it is.
Number two. Every host here promotes their week. Shows. I don't know why I take more crap for it than anybody else. I've never done it during the afternoon show. It's not derailing my focus.
Yeah, Spike, just let him live a little bit.
Here's what's funny.
Okay.
Is promoting the weekend show on Wednesday on Twitter.
I've never done it on Wednesday.
Well,
find
Jolly
me
usually
one
does
time.
That.
I can't speak for Jolly.
Okay.
You cannot find me one time where I've done it on Wednesday.
All right. Then maybe that's not fair, but I'm still going to use it as
I know you will.
Because it does make him tighten there. Like,
I know.
He doesn't get too worked up about things. He's like, I don't even tweet about it during the show. Like, what's the problem?
Well, there's nothing that makes me more mad when I'm like, it's just wrong.
I know.
It's just incorrect.
No, wow. I know. No, no. Jolly's a big 3 days before teasing.
Three days? Try six.
I know.
It'll be on Monday. It'll
come
be like
on Saturday.
We gotta react next Sunday to the Alvarado news.
Jolly Sports Chat.
Give my guy Jolly a break. No. I'm gonna obliterate him tomorrow.
I can't wait for tomorrow.
I'm going to obliterate him.
But it's at number one. There is absolutely nothing I get ripped for on this show more, which is sometimes my fault, but more often than not, is the Friday phone lines. There is something with the callers on this particular show on Fridays about not being ready. I have produced the midday show, the morning show, other shows across the station. I have problems with none of them to the same extent that I have with the Friday. And I've begun asking them, are they there in the breaks, like you've said? And I still run into these issues. And it's gotten to the point where Jack felt so bad he called me the other week.
Yep.
And was like, I never check on the callers during the week and I never have these issues. I don't know why it happens to you.
That didn't need to be brought up. But I do think you've gotten screwed. And I do think that the callers are now out to get you. I think that
it feels like they're in on the bit.
They like making fun of, or they like setting you up for failure on Fridays.
Here's what I don't want to hear. This never.
There's no way for me to prove it either.
This never happens in the morning show. This never happens in the midday show. Can you imagine if you went to a mechanic and you had your mechanic fix the brakes on your car and the brakes didn't work every time? And he's like, I do them for all these other cars and they're all fine. I don't care about the midday show. I don't care about the morning show. I only care about the afternoon show.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you don't care about the other shows. My point is,
I don't.
There seems to be an isolated issue between the Friday hours of 2 to 6, and I haven't cracked the code as to why yet.
Huh.
But I don't think it's me.
Well, I want to do the producer Olympics here, and I want to get all these guys here.
I'm still mad about being ranked 2 in your rankings also, if you couldn't tell.
Look, here's the thing about Morgenstern. He doesn't have a very big sample size.
No.
But while his sample, and I know this is putting even Justin in a bad situation.
It is.
I know he doesn't want me saying this.
Right.
Because I don't want to create any animosity between you and Justin.
No, yeah, you would never do that.
We're pals, yeah.
Justin's a good guy, video guy.
Uh-huh.
In his limited exposure, I just feel like he's on the ball.
Well,
when he's producing,
Morgenstern kind of reminds me of, you know, just that point guard that comes in and knows how to run the offense.
Yes.
Like, you know, a Jameer Nelson, DJ Augustine,
yep.
Andre Miller, those kind of guys.
TJ McConnell.
TJ plays the game the right way.
Yeah.
Buzz is kind of like a six man.
He's going in there trying to light it up.
Yeah.
Six man when one of the starters is out.
Sure.
And trying to make an impact.
Yeah, trying to make it about them.
Yeah.
Trying to make it about them.
Make it about me!
Sometimes you gotta just run the system.
Yeah,
run the system. Be a boring, non-athletic little point guard. That's what Justin Morgenstern is.
Yeah. He comes in, he runs the system. So, look.
Like Brock Purdy.
Yeah. Look, could you get back to number one? I think you could. But currently you're number two. But you're number two very solidly. Number three, there really is
I noticed Fran didn't even make the rankings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, that's not even. He's got years.
I love Fran, but.
Banned from the show.
Yeah, there's
Do you love Fran?
I do. I like Fran a lot. Fran loves going to concerts and music, and I think he loves being here. He loves sports. He loves sports radio.
Sure.
I love Fran.
Yes.
A lot of. Fran does not perform well under pressure. Look, the thing about me hosting is that I put pressure on whoever is working in there. So the person in there needs to respond well to the pressure, and Fran does not respond well to
the
pressure.
He shuts down.
I will also say, regarding my sample size, you definitely dial that pressure up on remote, which is when I'm usually here.
I know.
And
yes.
Well, and Fran also has been engineering our broadcasts, and again, the station could be on fire.
Yeah, it doesn't care.
Doesn't move fast.
Nah.
Fran's
I'll take another order of crab fries.
Yeah. He's got to get fed first.
An absolute freeloader.
Oh, yeah, and takes the big plate of food and puts it right in front of the board that he's running or whatever. Doesn't care. That's good.
Yeah, we're the same age, by the way.
Yeah, this hour is sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors. Good job in there, Buzz. With no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free, call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. I'll say this to you, Buzz. I think you do a good job. I like when you produce the show. You can hold this in your head, but I'm also going to obliterate you every time something goes wrong.
Oh, I know. And I've actually had family members be like, he's too mean to you. I'm like, no, I defend you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you.
I do.
Tell Rosemary to calm down.
That's not my mom. That's
somebody else's mom.
Someone else's mom.
Girlfriend's mom?
No.
No, like our
my,
friend's
my
mom.
My roommate's mom, who's in a group chat with Jack.
Very worked up all the time when we rip Buzz.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
We're having fun. We love Buzz.
Yeah.
I've kind of played this role my entire life, on and off the air.
See, and that's why I think I respect Buzz, because Buzz and I have both been the butt of jokes for a majority of our lives. You know?
The 10-year anniversary of Six Flags is coming up in 8 days.
Oh, we should have a celebration.
I think we need to get the bus driver on.
Yeah.
We need to get Six Flags on.
I have no idea
on.
Who it is, but I would love to make the trip up to Six Flags. I haven't been back since.
I'm sure. Are you allowed in Six Flags?
No, I'm on a list there, probably.
That'd be great. Next summer. We don't have time to get it ready for this summer, but next summer, know, maybe we have the trip up.
The 10-year anniversary really is a moment.
Well, we just lie and we say next year's the 10-year anniversary.
Now, for those of you that don't know the Buzz Six Flags story, should we retell the story?
In a second, after Big V. Big V, you're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
All right, so let's take it. The caller already basically made my points about, you know, do with the performance enhancements. Come on, you now. And then Topper gets up there and goes,
Big V, Big V, Big V, Big V, Big V, are you on speakerphone? Yes.
Every time.
Every time. There it is.
Yep.
So... The Six Flags thing is that, well, what am I supposed to do? The guy's on speakerphone.
Yeah, I know.
You know? The Six Flags thing is Buzz was in high school.
Yes. Senior year of
11th
high school.
11th grade. 11th grade.
Oh, 11th grade.
Like it matters, but yeah.
This is not, we're not talking about an elementary school kid here.
I'm 17.
A pretty much grown adult.
I could operate a vehicle at this point.
And there was a school trip to Six Flags?
Correct.
And you had an accident?
I made it 90% of the way there.
Okay. Yep. Buzz had an accident in his pants, in the bus.
Yep.
And went into one of the bathrooms at Six Flags, and somehow, I'm still not clear how you cleaned up.
It took a while.
I'm sure it did.
And there was a guy with a on Six Flags' behalf, who came in with like a hazmat suit to do further cleanup.
Dude, that is.
I mean, they brought in the SWAT team on this day.
They definitely remember this.
They wanted to murder you. Well, because I just logistically, there's not a shower in the Six Flags bathroom.
No, which means you walked around the whole day like that.
Well, you went over to the, we have to do this cleanly, in the sink.
Not in the sink.
Well, did you pull your pants down and then splash water up, or did you use towel?
I went in the bathroom and used basically the entire roll of toilet paper they had. And then had to get my friend to get me shorts in the gift shop.
Wait a minute. Time out. So you just did it dry? You cleaned yourself off dry? Like there was no water?
There was no water.
Oh!
Nice.
Oh, that is a new revelation.
Meatballs are just sticky all day.
This is a new detail I learned actually a couple of weeks ago. So there was a kid, Gabe, who's a current senior at Laurel Marion High School.
Hold on. If you didn't use any, like, liquid or anything,
yeah,
then when you got sweaty, which I'm sure you did.
Yep.
Oh, it was disgusting.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Squat over the sink?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, but you might have to walk home.
The bus ride home, did they at least give you a seat by yourself?
I went back on a different bus than
I
rode there.
I'm sure you did.
They called another bus. We don't care what it costs.
Per sources on the bus I took there, people were tripling up in seats to avoid the one I was in.
Nah, I'm sure they did. Again, not an elementary school kid. This is a 17-year-old.
So I had not... I could have sworn before you told us that you had used a sink or sink water.
No.
To make in your pants in a bus... and clean up only with toilet paper.
That sounds horrible.
And then go back and ride rides for several hours where you get sweaty. That is a disaster, Buzz. Buzz, that is a hazard. That's like a health hazard. That's like E. coli. People go and they get like handheld food after riding those rides.
It wasn't the most sanitary thing. I was trapped on an island. It couldn't have happened on the way home, or at least I'd be going home at that point. I was there for another 6 or 7 hours, whatever it was.
That's such a bus story, dude.
So the recent story I learned a couple weeks ago is I had this kid, Gabe, who's a current senior at Laurel Marion High School, who was shadowing me for a senior project, actually.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. His chem teacher, his physics teacher, rather, who I had, didn't remember my name when he told the story. He goes, oh, yeah, I remember him. Remember the whole thing.
I'm sure they do.
It's still told about in the halls of Laurel Marion today.
Dude, I think it's you and Kobe.
Yeah,
it really is.
Two most memorable Lower Marion students, and Kylie Kelsey, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
Kobe and Poopy Pants Buzz, Big V. Are you?
I made my impact. Now.
Yeah, Big V.
Yeah, I'm on.
There we go. Well, you were on speakerphone before.
Of course, because I've been holding for 2 hours and 12 minutes.
Wow, that's sad violin.
Yeah, that's right.
But anyway,
on Alvarado.
Alvarado, look, he knew it, he deserved it, and yeah, it's a problem because we've got problems with relief pitchers. I mean, Ranger may have to get some additional pay to, come in and play relief pitcher for him this year, or they're going to have to make a serious acquisition. But at this point in time, we still got some more games where Topper can work it out. What I didn't like is Topper getting up there talking about, I'm sure he didn't know that it was. Cut it out. He's got trainers. He's got other people. He can simply come up to him and say, hey, is this going to be on the ban list? All right. So, I don't buy all that crap. Look, you cheated. You got caught. Suck it up.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to suck it up now by losing half his salary. So, yeah. For next question today, do you have a bone to pick with one of us? And the winner, by the way, with the best bone.
Yep.
Gets tickets to either Thomas Rhett July 11th at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, Creed July 12th at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, or The Offspring July 29th at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Live Nation has $30 ticket to summer special offer on selected shows from May 21st while tickets last. You can go to livenation.com/ticket to summer for more details. All right. Do you have a bone to pick?
Actually, the only really bone I got to pick is waiting so long to get on the air. That's a bone to pick. But here's the thing. I mean, Spike, look, I mean, there's some parts of you that, I could really stab you in the neck with a fork. But, the other thing is that you could put away your hate for Jalen Hurts to look at some actual facts of it. I love the fact that you are a Sixer diehard, you know, to a fault. Yak, sometimes I don't know who's been telling you this stuff, but you need to get better sources, brother.
What does that mean?
Well, let's look at the hypocrisy of you talking about, you know, the guy with performance enhancement.
12 minutes.
Yeah. And you know, the craziness of us bringing in another 30-plus NBA player. I mean, come on. That doesn't work.
All great points, Big V. You nailed it that time. He hung on 2 hours and 12 minutes for that.
I don't know why he does.
Yeah, he does it, though.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Usually bury him.
It is debate days on WIP. Coming up next.
Just a bad caller.
Coming up next, we have our final non-sports debate of the day.
Ooh.
As well, there are going to be a lot of Sixers rumors from this point until the draft on June 25th. And they have started to bubble up about potential trades. And I also have another one I'm going to bring up because I believe the Sixers will be mentioned in trade rumors with this player.
Nice.
That is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.